You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
From the field to the film room to the war room, we've got you covered every step of the way as the road to the draft starts right now on BGN Radio. Hello and welcome to another episode of the BGN Draft Show. I am your host, Shane Half. You can follow me on Twitter and YouTube at Shane Half NFL. I'm joined today by my co-host on Chalk Talk, Mark. I hurt my arm getting a backpack out of my car, Henry Jr. Give him a follow on Twitter at Wimpy Old Man. Mark Henry Jr. _. Be sure to check out his Tough Cover Radio show every Saturday. Mark, other than the arm, how are you doing today?
Yes, sources are indicating, NFL sources around the league are indicating that Mark Henry Jr.'s draft stock is falling mightily down the draft board. Once there have been rumors of him getting hurt doing, you know, really, really normal things. It's a concern. I think I'm probably going to go undrafted.
UDFA, that means you get to pick your own landing spot. That's better than being a seventh round pick. So
that's true.
I'm also joined by my co-host and fellow draft enthusiast / old man Dibes. Give him a follow on Twitter at Mr. Crockpot. Dibes, I think you said you threw your back out the other day getting groceries out of the car or something.
Yeah, we were talking about getting old, and you know you're old when you're like putting groceries in your car and your back just completely popped. But I can also confirm that Mark and I will not be invited to the upcoming NFL scouting combine.
Yeah, well, if it makes you guys feel any better, a couple weeks ago I hurt my wrist doing dishes, so cast iron skillets are the worst. Don't let anybody ever tell you any different. So anyways, to the show for today, we're each going to be doing a 4-round Eagles mock draft. Next week, we'll get back to positional rankings. I think we're going to be doing our top running backs, but we wanted to do a mock draft. And last year, if you listened to the show back then, we would do mock drafts and then put them up against each other in a poll to see who did the best. And we're going to try something a little bit different this year. We're going to war game out three different scenarios. And see how those drafts end up. And so the scenario that Dibes is going to be playing out for us is that of the Eagles finally, Mark, you'll have to give me the year again, but finally taking a defensive back in the first round of the draft. When's the last time that happened? 05, is that right?
It's Lito. It's like 02 or 03, something like that. 02. Something in that range. 02, yeah. 02. And the last time taking one of the top 24 was 2017.
All right, so Dibes is going to be playing out a scenario that hasn't happened in 22 years, the Eagles selecting a defensive back in the first round. Mark is going to be playing out a scenario where the Eagles have traded Hassan Reddick for a second-round pick and see how that goes. And I'm going to be playing out a scenario where Jason Kelce has announced his retirement, and so the Eagles address the offensive line in the first round. So just an idea how some different scenarios could play out. But Dibes, we're going to let you go first. We're going to make all of the picks in a row so we don't get confused skipping around. So I will share your screen. Those of you that are watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see the simulator. We're using PFF for this one. Obviously, you can listen on audio platforms and you'll get the gist here. But Dibes is on the clock. We're looking for defensive back in the first round.
As I'm looking at this, Cooper DeJean went number 8. Nate Wiggins, number 10. Let's keep it rolling here. Terrion Arnold is now off the board here to the Seattle Seahawks. I'm looking at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Do the Eagles consider trading up? Let's roll it just one more time and see what happens. Quinyon Mitchell is off the board. We're going to move up here and solidify. They are liking this. All right, we're going to move up to number 20 here. Wait, that didn't work. Ah, I screwed it up. But anyway, we're sitting here, pick number 22, as I tried to hop for the trade, and I must have hit the wrong button.
You know what? Hey, you can still just say you took Kool-Aid.
I was definitely going to move up to take Kool-Aid McKinstry, but we're doing this live. So we're going to trade out. You know what? We're going to look at our possible trades. Baltimore Ravens, I will take pick 62 from you. Let's try that again.
Add something on your end.
Yep.
Yeah, just.
All right, so we are trading a little bit back and going to get some assets, especially for this Eagles defense. Maybe not. We'll see. Totally screwed that up here. But the Eagles are on the clock here at pick number 30. A lot of different routes the Eagles could go here. A lot of guys that I like a lot will surely be on the board. And it's the guy that I've circled on my big board for quite some time is Cameron Kitchens here. Pick number 30 to the Philadelphia Eagles. Just a do-it-all safety. They haven't had one of those guys in quite some time. Kitchens can play at the line. He can play the slot. He can play deep. He's a great athlete. The Eagles are now back on the clock here. Pick number 50. I'm looking at who's available. And this is a no-brainer. He's my number one linebacker for the 2024 draft. It's Edgerrin Cooper. He's a great contrast to N'Kobe Dean. Much bigger than Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Great athlete. He's a great tackler, great blitzer as well. If we see that from Fangio, we'll see. Sitting at pick number 54. Give me a second to look at what we have available.
What have you taken so far again? The positions you've taken?
Safety and linebacker. My one and two there.
Corner, D line, receiver.
This one is a guy that I've circled on my big board for quite some time. It is Mike Sanristil, cornerback out of Michigan. He'll fix the Eagles slot position for the next 10 years. He's just an unbelievable athlete. You watch Michigan's tape. Like that defense was just loaded with names. Mike Sanristil was arguably their core guy there. So sitting at pick number 62, we have addressed the back seven and then some: linebacker, safety, corner. Let's see what we're going to do next.
I got to be honest. Sanristil was a guy I didn't know was coming out. He was a guy I was very familiar with at Michigan, and somehow it just slipped through the cracks for me until about a week or so ago that he was coming out. I think he was lower on PFF's list and has risen up as of late. Watching his tape, he might be a guy that continues to rise for me. He's somewhere in my top 50, top 60 area.
Pick number 62. I'm going with my favorite slot receiver in this draft on day two. He is Malachi Corley. Make sure you go check the tape on him. It would be a phenomenal number three between AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. Malachi Corley. Once you get that guy in space, man, he's just lights out, man. Really fun prospect. So I got four of our big needs there: linebacker, safety, corner, and I got a nice fun player for Jalen Hurts for the foreseeable future. As we're looking at pick number 97, my last pick of this draft. Actually, I really like Jacob Cowing too. Anus Smith is a really good slot receiver as well.
I have a question for you, Dives.
Go for it, man.
If you had your even regardless of who's there and who's not there at running back, who would be your favorite running back for the Eagles to take in a slot like this?
My number one running back in this class, funny you say, is Audric Estime. And he is sitting here at pick number 97. I'm going to just make that selection. My running backs are kind of all over the place. We haven't touched on that yet, but it is the most variable position in this class. It's really interesting, but Estime can kind of give you a lot of everything. I think he's so freaking underrated. So I would be really happy with this draft. I always get really bad grades from PFF. Oh my God, here we are. But anyway, Cameron Kinchin's number one in a trade back. I did want Kool-Aid. It didn't work out. I must have hit the wrong button. But Edgerrin Cooper, Mike Samardzija, Malachi Corley, Audric Estime, Estime to kind of go with Kenny G next season. Malachi Corley finally gives the Eagles a young piece to look forward to moving forward. At more so depth-wise, Mike Samardzija is an elite athlete. Eagles fans will love him. That guy flies around. And that guy's a big-time playmaker, man. He just has a nose for the football. Edgerrin Cooper is a beast. And Cameron Kinchins. I got my number one safety, my number one linebacker, my number one running back, and my number one slot receiver. I'm really good. I'm really happy.
All right. Can you imagine, like, we get the Matt Rhule saying, you know, I wanted Brock Purdy, but they told me no. Can you imagine a GM like at the podium, like 2 years after being like, yeah, I wanted Kool-Aid, but I clicked the wrong button? It'd be great for content. Virtual draft. Yeah, I accidentally clicked the wrong button, accidentally left the Zoom room, got jumped, ran out of time on the clock.
Everyone, yeah. By the way, this is a random aside. Everyone went nuts about that Matt Rhule quote. Brock Purdy had two really good games against him in college and beat him once. I actually don't think he was probably lying.
Yeah.
No, I just think the safety position is so vital, man. And Cameron Kinchins, I think I have him number 14 on my big board. I'm that high on him. He's definitely going to be one of my guys. Just like Brian Branch last year, I am just head over heels on Cameron Kinchins. Just a Swiss Army knife, a guy that can just provide so many different roles, and giving Vic Fangio that core piece he needs on this defense. A young stud to build around is Cameron Kinch's man. D minus is ridiculous. Come on, PFF.
All right, so there is Dibes playing out a scenario of the Eagles finally going defensive back in the first round, and he traded back from 22 to 30 with the Ravens, picked up pick 62. And then got the guys that he mentioned earlier, Cameron Kinchin, safety out of Miami, Edgerrin Cooper, linebacker, edge rusher out of Texas A&M, Mike he said his name, cornerback out of Michigan, Malachi Corley, wide receiver out of Western Kentucky, and halfback Audric Estime out of Notre Dame. So that's scenario number one. Now we're going to go to another scenario here. And Mark, you want to go first or do you want me to?
I can go. Actually, you have the board already, or?
Yeah, I've got two of them up here.
Go first. Let's start a new one then. Or do you have? Never mind. Sorry, bad radio. You have one ready to go. That's up to the Eagles. Just don't go ahead and do that for you.
Okay, so remember my scenario we're gonna play out is that sadly, Jason Kelce has decided to call it quits, hang up the cleats. And so the Eagles are going to do what the Eagles are going to do. They're going to address offensive line in the first round of the draft. They've spent their last three first round picks on defensive linemen. They go offensive line this year. This is not a strategy that I'm a huge fan of, but we'll see how it plays out here.
I'm only going one thumbs down because my other arm's in a sling.
Fair. I imagine the other one. But there is a guy that I'm really high on. I talked about him on the last podcast as a massive Senior Bowl winner. He's a riser. He gets the first round buzz now, and he deserves it. And it's Jackson Powers Johnson, the center out of Oregon. Now, he's a center, but he played right guard in 2022. He played both right and left guard at the Senior Bowl and looked good. I think the Eagles, in this scenario, they would be drafting Jackson Powers Johnson with the anticipation of Cam Jurgens being the center and JPJ playing right guard. Now, obviously, you can battle that out in training camp and see how it falls, shakes out. I thought Cam Jurgens struggled a little bit at right guard this year. So that's what I'm looking at in this scenario. The Eagles will go Jackson Powers Johnson at 22. They would maybe try to trade back in a situation like this. Obviously, since I'm pigeonholed into taking an offensive lineman, I can't do that. He might not be there. So that puts me on the clock again at pick 50. There's several guys that I kind of like in this range. Chop Robinson's there if you wanted to go edge rusher. There's safeties on the board. There's wide receivers on the board. But I do think you have to take safety. I have not fully decided, because I haven't really watched a lot of safety film yet, where I'm at on Tyler Newbin versus Cam Kitchens. But I will take Newbin for the sake of difference from Dibes here. So safety out of Minnesota, Tyler Newbin comes in. You know, he can play opposite Reed Blankenship. Sidney Brown is probably relegated to your third safety role again, but that's okay. So Newbin, Mark's fist pumping here. Do you have him higher than Kitchens?
Yeah, I love Newbin. I really, really like Newbin. He's a guy I've liked for like a couple of years at Minnesota, and he's got size. He's got a nose for the ball. I mean, got 9 picks in the last 2 years, 12 picks in the last 3 years. He can play the run. You can play the pass. I think he's a modern safety.
Yeah. All right. So that puts me with pick 54 now. We've addressed offensive line. We have addressed safety. You could go some different ways with this pick. Heck, Cameron Kitchens is still here. We could double dip at safety, but we know the Eagles won't do that. Could go with Trotter. I kind of want to go with a wide receiver, though. And so I'm going to take Xavier Worthy out of Texas here at pick 54. I think Worthy is a really explosive player. It is, his size profile is maybe a little concerning on a team that's already got Devontae Smith. That's something that I could see the Eagles being concerned about, but we'll take Xavier Worthy at pick 54, and then we'll spin it here and see what we get at pick 97. Okay, 97. Let's see. Mason Smith, defensive lineman out of LSU, is there. Max Melton. I kind of like Max Melton quite a bit. Cornerback out of Rutgers. He was one of my Senior Bowl winners.
I like both the guys you just named. I have a question for you.
All right.
The same question I asked Dives. Do you have an RB1 yet that you are saying would be your favorite fit on the Eagles, regardless of if he's there or not?
Yeah, I don't know. I am not firm on this, but I kind of like Bucky Irving out of Oregon. I think he's a fun player. I'm not sure if he's the best fit with the Eagles. Because they've kind of got Kenny Gainwell, who can catch some passes, and that the best fit with the Eagles might be a little bit more of a downhill runner, especially if they do get under center a little more next year. But I kind of like Bucky Irving.
I love both of your and Dibes' answers, because Bucky Irving's my RB1 and Audric Estime is my RB2. So I'd be very happy with the Eagles taking either of them.
Mark, you're spoiling next week's show for the listeners already.
Yeah, well, that could change, by the way.
You never know.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm going to go ahead and go cornerback here, because I do like Max Melton. I am not sure the Eagles go cornerback at all in this draft. I think they've got a lot of young guys at the positions. I don't think it's necessarily anything that should prevent you from adding depth, though. So I will take Max Melton here. Let me scroll down and make sure I'm not missing anybody else. Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and just lock that in. So I forget the Eagles don't have a 4th-round pick. I should have just made it a 3-round mock draft. So in the 1st round, we take Jackson Powers Johnson, obviously with the sad Jason Kelce news that we just totally made up for this scenario. In the 2nd round, took Tyler Newbin, safety out of Minnesota, and wide receiver Xavier Worthy out of Texas. And then in the 3rd round, took cornerback Max Melton out of Rutgers. So, Mark, how do you feel about this draft overall? Aside from taking a, you know, offensive lineman in the 1st round.
Yeah, I love the other 3 picks. They'll be guys that I'll be targeting as well. Maybe not in this draft, to maybe be different. Besides Newbin, you can't prevent me from Newbin potentially. But Worthy's a guy I've mocked a lot. He fits right into the slot. Melton's a guy I've mocked a lot. He fits right into the slot on the other side of the ball. So it would kind of fit the slot role for both sides of the ball.
Would you have concerns that with your wide receiver room that you're building such a room of outliers if you had Devontae Smith and Xavier Worthy as 2 of your receivers?
No, because I think at this point Devontae Smith's past that, right? Like, I think we know what he is. And he had a down year this year, I will say. I did think he regressed this year compared to where he had been.
I don't mean so much in, like, not able to make it in the league, but I mean, it clearly shows up anytime he's asked to run block or block in the screen game. He just can't do it. So I do wonder if that could be problematic, but it wouldn't stop me from taking him, but it would give me just a little bit of pause.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I just think when you have Brown, you have Goddard, and then presumably whoever the fourth receiver will be should be a blocking receiver. I just think you can figure out ways to scheme around that. And it shouldn't be that hard. And I think Kellen Moore will be able to do things like that. I think he will take advantage. I just think Smith, I'm past worrying about his frame at this point, even though I just don't want him to block.
Yeah.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Well, let's bring up the simulator here and let's spin up yours. And so we're going to operate under the, well, we'll actually do it because PFF will let us trade players. So we'll trade.
Pause.
Oh, shoot.
That's okay.
Did I go too far?
Let me scroll up a little bit. Let me just see. All right. I think we still have Kool-Aid on the board. I guess Wiggins is gone.
Yeah, Wiggins went number 11 to Minnesota.
Yeah, let's try to move up here with Pittsburgh.
Okay.
I'll give up 22. I'll take 20. And I will give up, let's say 160. Let's see if that'll work. Yeah, let's do that. Oh, it didn't work. It didn't matter. They didn't take my guy. He saved me. You and Dodge both did the same thing there, pressing the resume draft instead of proposed trade. It's right next to each other.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid's right there. Bada bing, bada boom. We'll do that. But go to trade real quick before I take.
You want to go ahead and trade Reddick before?
Yeah, we can make that trade. The one I've been doing, because I think it makes a lot of sense fit wise, the Texans need an edge rusher on the other side of Anderson. They have some money to mess around with. So I've been doing 59 for Reddick. Another thing that makes sense is the Falcons, but I think they're going to use that second for Fields potentially. But I saw someone say the Falcons second and Tyler Algier, or the Falcons third and Tyler Algier for Hassan Reddick. I don't want to place any value on any running back in a trade because you can find them anywhere. So I would rather just get a second. So 59 for Reddick. They've been accepting this usually. And it worked. So I have an extra second to mess around with. And I'm going to take Kool-Aid McKinstry right here. I think Shane might be right. I think Howie does not like to take defensive backs early, whether that be because he's not very good at it or because for whatever reason it may be, it seems that that is the case. But that would be my number one need, either safety or corner. I desperately want them to take a defensive back. After that, it becomes a home run of a I have a
Eagles big board, and Kool-Aid is literally number four on it, even though he's probably around number 13 on my overall big board. After that, you know, the edge rushers I would take a look at are gone. Tyler Newbin is gone in this situation. He would be my obvious next pick. Kamari Lassiter's gone. Braylon Trice is gone. So now that means I have a glut of wide receivers that I consider all right around the same to me. So I'm going to dip into that right here, and I'm going to go. Actually, I lied, because I have a pick coming up in four picks. I'm going to make another pick to let that glut of wide receivers determine itself out and take one at 54. So at 50, I'll agree with Dibes, and I'll take Cameron Kitchens. He's my number two safety on my board. I'd rather this be Tyler Newbin, but safety really drops off, I think, after that. Bullock, I like Kalen Bullock, but I think he's in a different tier than Tyler Newbin and Cameron Kitchens. Then at 54, the receiver that I wanted is still sitting right there for me, and it's actually my wide receiver four, which I think will end up being a little, you know, controversial, but it's Xavier Leggett. I really like Xavier Leggett, and this maybe isn't the perfect fit situation for a slot, but man, he is, the upside with him is just too hard for me to turn down.
You can also put Devontae Smith in the slot as well,
yeah,
and keep Leggett on the outside, which would be interesting.
Yeah, I love Xavier Leggett. That's like a non-Eagles take. Wherever Xavier Leggett goes, I think there's a high chance that guy turns out. He's probably a little bit of a boom or bust guy, but I think that, you know, he could turn into an absolute superstar. After that, so I locked down a corner, I locked down a safety, I locked down a wide receiver. Let's go down and let's make the linebacker people happy, and let's bring them home. Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I think that would be a great story. And it goes beyond the story because he's my linebacker one. I think he's the best linebacker in this class, and I can get him at 59. And that's not me really disagreeing with Dives. I have Trotter at 42 and Cooper at 43. So in terms of my overall list, so they're right there back to back to each other. So that locks down that need. That means I'm probably going to turn to either interior O-line or the running back position. Can I see interior O-line?
You can. Ooh, yeah. Cedric Van Pran. I remember talking about him last year before he went back to school, and now his draft stock kind of dropped a lot.
Yeah, he's a really interesting guy to me. I have him higher than consensus, right around the top 70. And then let me take a look at running back. Yeah, it's really hard for me to not take Irving or Estime. I'll for the sake of being different, I'll take an interior. I'll take Cedric Van Pran. Cedric Van Pran, they stick with their love of Georgia Bulldogs here, and they go ahead and get another.
Georgia lineman specifically.
Yeah, exactly. And they get it for the other side of the ball. They can go back to their practice days. Imagine that, like you're a Georgia guy, and it's like, wait, I have to go deal with Jalen Carter again? Like, what the heck? Like, I don't want to do this. No, but Cedric Van Pran's a guy who's just, he's played a lot of football at a really high level against the best pass rushers in the world. And he's held up in every possible situation. I think he's ranked far too low. Maybe you know why. Like, why did he fall? Because I don't think he graded out that poorly this year. It's an interesting situation, but I think some of its interior alignment tend to drop in general. But yeah, I think Cedric Van Pran is a guy who I'd be really excited, and I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's kind of one of the guys that they're targeting. I'm sure they'll have Jason Kelsey scout the day two offensive lineman and pick one like he did with Cam Jurgens. And I wouldn't be shocked if it was Cedric Van Pran. I mean, yeah, he had his best PFF grade this year, 2023, a 77.9. Didn't allow any sacks, allowed only 13 hurries, like 6'4", 3'10". Played 14, 15, and 15 games the last 3 years. I know he's just a center, but I really like Cedric Van Pran in terms of his fit, just sliding right in and playing center from day one.
Yeah, maybe he dropped because of Jackson Powers Johnson, and there's an unspoken rule that only one center can be drafted in the top two rounds every year.
Zach Frazier has kind of taken his thunder too. I thought people really like Zach Frazier. I have Frazier a spot above Van Pran, but I think that I feel like we talk about this every year. Centers get undervalued. I think, because I just don't know why they're less important than guards, especially every year when we see about 5 to 10 times in an NFL game when a starting center goes out and it dramatically impacts the game because the backup center comes in and loses them the game, whether that's due to blocking, whether it's due to penalties, whether it's due to snapping. It feels like we see that 5 to 10 times a year. I think center is, if not more valuable than guard, at least as valuable as guard.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would say center is more important than guard. But okay, so that is Mark's draft. In his scenario, Hassan Reddick is traded for a second round pick to the Houston Texans, a pick that he later used to select Jeremiah Trotter Jr. But before he did that, he took quarterback Kool-Aid McKinstry, safety Cameron Kitchens, wide receiver Xavier Leggett, and then Trotter Jr. with the Hassan Reddick pick. And then in the third round, he got Cedric Van Pran, center out of Georgia. So there you have it. A look at three different scenarios. You guys can let us know what you think. I meant to give the spiel up front, but don't yell at us on Twitter. Mock drafts are not saying what will happen. Mock drafts, every time I post a mock draft, somebody says, that guy won't be there. It's like, well, he was in the simulation. And they're really just about playing out scenarios. It's not an attempt at accuracy. I'm not saying, you know, we're not saying these are the picks the Eagles will make. It's just an interesting way to talk about prospects and who could be there, you know, given different situations. So there's three different situations. You guys let us know what you think of those. If you're watching here on YouTube, drop it in the comments. If you were listening on Twitter, you can shout us out on Twitter. That's going to about do it, though, for this episode of the BGN Draft Show. We're going to be back next week. We'll be back into our positional rankings. I think we're going to do running backs next week. We'll knock out a position group a week for the next few weeks until the combine, and then we'll take a break and talk combine winners and losers, and then we'll get back to the rankings. So if you guys keep it tuned here, we'll get you through all the position groups prior to the draft with a few big board fights along the way. Mark, before we get out of here, do you have any final thoughts? Anything you want to get off your chest here, the draft related?
No, I wish I would have gotten an edge there since I traded Hassan Reddick, but that's the Nolan Smith Cook plan. You know, if you draft a defensive end in the first round, he should probably be counted on to play a big role in year two. So I think people were freaking out about the Reddick kind of idea. If they were able to get a day two pick for Reddick, it wouldn't be the worst thing.
All right. Well, there you have it. Thank you guys for joining us for this episode of the BGN Draft Show. If you enjoyed the show, be sure you hit that subscribe button so you get every show from the BGN radio feed. Johnny and I will be dropping a show later this week, breaking down part two of the Kellen Moore offense, focusing on the passing game. If you missed part one, we talked a lot about the running game and how he uses different run designs and how motion plays into that. We're going to run it back talking about the passing game, so be sure you check that out. You can check us all out on Twitter. I'm at Shane Half NFL. Dibes is at Mr. Crockpot, and Mark is at Mark Henry Jr. We will catch you guys next week for another episode of the BGN Draft Show. Go Birds!